This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com. This is the Adam Gold Show.
Well, he was not complaining that he was interfered with. He was complaining that the puck was knocked down with a high stick, or the goal was scored with a high stick. Mm-hmm. And that got Don Koharski to curse on TNT, which is just absolutely fantastic. Amazing stuff.
Above the shoulder, holy shit.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Outstanding. Very good broadcast, by the way, on TNT. Yeah. And they are done. ESPN has the balance. They've got the Eastern Conference Finals and the Stanley Cup Finals. So we will get Game 4 in the Eastern Conference tonight between the Rangers and the Lightning.
If the Rangers win and go to the Stanley Cup Finals and ESPN has it, golly, that's all we're going to hear about.
We are. By the way, we have the game on the radio tonight on 99.9 The Fan of Raleigh. We will speak to the play-by-play voice of the radio coverage of the Eastern Conference Finals in an hour and a half. You know his name. John Forslund will join us. All right. This is the time we devote to allow you to determine what we discuss. We put up a poll earlier. We need to get production for this.
We do.
All right.
I mean, look, it's me. I got to do
That's fine. I mean, if you need my help, believe me, I can really provide some help with this. So we put up a poll about, let's see, 11:14 it went up. And what should we talk about at 1 o'clock? Write-in votes are always welcome. 45% of the vote, baseball, North Carolina or New York. North Carolina meaning college baseball. New York meaning Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. Two best teams in the major leagues in New York City, Mets and Yankees. Yankees best, Mets are second. And two of the eight super regional hosts right here in North Carolina. East Carolina, which will host Texas. North Carolina, which will host Arkansas. Bringing up the rear, Panthers cheerleaders or cheerleader. And we just actually talked about that because I knew it would not win.
Actually, that's now
number
not
three.
In last place.
It's not last. But it's essentially last, tied for last, Panthers cheerleader and Aaron Donald / minicans, which we've also already discussed today. All right, so if you have something else you would like to get to, 919-860-5326, 919-860-5326. All right, so we talked to Cliff Godwin. We have two phenomenal baseball programs here. We have a lot of great baseball programs in the state. Like, it's unfortunate that NC State didn't make the college, tournament, because I believe that NC State could still be playing if they had made the tournament. I thought they were good enough to do that. Regardless, they didn't make it. The committee left them out. Grand Canyon had to get in. Fine. East Carolina making their seventh super regional appearance. They have yet to get past this round. It's the first time they will have it on their campus, though. And you go back in time and you go, what? Why was it in Wilson? And then it was in Kinston. They just weren't ready to host it, right? Or the NCAA didn't feel like they were ready to host it, so they made them take it to professional stadiums, wonderful stadiums in Wilson and in Kinston, but not on their campus, and they did not advance. So now they are getting it on their field with the University of Texas coming in. It is an absolute beautiful thing for that baseball program. And I have said it, the baseball culture at East Carolina is awesome. Awesome. It matters. Doesn't matter if it's not really a revenue generator. College baseball is only generating revenue if you're selling out like a 10,000-seat stadium, and even then it's probably just paying the bills, right? It's probably just breaking even. But the program matters, and the passion is real, and good for them, and I can't wait to see what happens. I hope that Cliff Godwin and this crew get to Omaha for the first time.
I knew it wasn't going to happen, but selfishly, I was hoping that North Carolina and ECU would play in a super regional.
They have.
But like, I'm talking like this year. But okay. How cool would that have been if UNC was at heading to Greenville and playing there? I think that place would have just been massive.
Once we saw the bracket, though, we knew that could not happen, but whatever.
But just I was still like just holding out hope. Like, man, that would have been really cool if that would have been the case.
Yeah, in North Carolina, I mean, on the low, has been one of the top baseball programs in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I think I have this right, last 15 seasons, 9 super regional appearances. This is the 9th since, I believe, 2005.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty amazing, pretty right? No, I'm not 2005, 2006. Since 2006. So remember, we missed 2020. Mm-hmm. It might be 16 seasons. My math is bad. But this is the 9th appearance in a super regional. They're 7-1 in their previous trips to a super regional, but they have yet to win a College World Series.
Mm.
They've gotten there a bunch. They got to the championship series back-to-back years. I believe they lost to Oregon State both years.
May have.
If I'm not mistaken. Anyway, so you've got two great programs here. That's the North Carolina half of it. That's the North Carolina half of the equation. The New York half of the equation, and maybe people don't care, but I think we have a fair amount of Yankees fans here, and I think we have a fair amount of Met fans here. And right now, those are the two best teams in baseball. Mets beat the Padres last night. They've now won 3 in a row. The Mets are on a road trip that is taking them to Dodger Stadium, Petco Park, and then, you know, maybe a month ago, a series with the Angels looked more daunting. But I think the Angels have lost now, what, 13 in a row? 12 in a row? 13 in a row?
Not good.
They have completely fallen off the face of the earth. But it's still a pretty good baseball team. So this road trip, L.A., San Diego, back to L.A., but the Mets have won 3 in a row. They had an 11-5 win last night. The Yankees have won 6 straight. And the only team in Major League Baseball playing better than 700 ball. I mean, they are just absolutely great. So good for I guess, New York City baseball. So WFAN in New York is just killing it these days. All right. A couple of other things I wanted to get to. 919-860-5326, if you have a suggestion for things that we need to talk about. And this comes from two different people who have decided to communicate with each other on my timeline, but I'll point it out. And there's no need to be defensive about this. He wants us to take a poll. NC Pirate wants us to take a poll on the amount of people in the area who care about the Avalanche making the Stanley Cup Finals versus people who care about East Carolina hosting a Super Regional. And, Dennis, would you like to tell them that we did?
Yeah.
And what won?
Baseball.
Yeah! So what's the complaint? And then we have another person. Look, sometimes we don't have enough people assigned to cover events. And I'm not even talking about this. We just blab on the radio.
Yeah.
We try to hit everything we're supposed to hit. I feel like we've talked about East Carolina baseball.
Yeah, we just had their coach on.
What are we complaining about? We're not talking about you. Forget about us. I'm like, how insecure are you? This is all a lot about insecurity the mm-hmm. last 20 minutes.
Yeah.
How insecure are you? It's certainly important to some people, right? I got news for people. There's a reason that we don't, once basketball is over, there's a reason that we don't turn our complete focus to college baseball. It's not that I'm not personally interested in it. I am. I do a bunch of games for NC State every year. I have done UNC games in the past. When the ACC tournament was in Durham, I did play-by-play. I love baseball. It's my favorite sport. I have interest in it. But it's not mass appeal. Just isn't. We talked about the Hurricanes because there's local interest. Now that the Hurricanes are done, we mention what is going on in the Stanley Cup playoffs. but we don't focus on it. Come on. It's time to get over all of the butt hurtness about all these things. Rich Lerner of Golf Channel. We want to get to one real quick here. All right. Taylor in Raleigh. Taylor, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. I just heard everybody complaining about, you know, the topics of everything with the Avs making it and ECU baseball. But I'm a happy Avs fan. I've been an Avs fan since 1996, and I'm a Patrick Waugh kid growing up. But me and my wife are expecting my daughter, and if it adds up right and the Avs win the Cup in 5 games, the dates would add up to the due date of my daughter. And how crazy, you guys talking about 20 minutes after the Cup, after a baby being born, he was put in the Cup. We'll call the Avs and tell them to come to Raleigh and put my baby daughter in the Cup if they win it.
All right, quick question for you before I let you go. Is your goaltending good enough to win a Stanley Cup?
You know, man, I'm confident in Frankie, but I feel more relieved if we do start Francois. I think Kemper is, you know, if we have to go to a backup, it's Darcy Kemper. So, you know, I don't. If Kemper cracks, I mean, Francois, he's kind of wishy-washy, but I think he can get it done. Uh-huh. But like you said, we're such a good team, and if we don't have to worry about goaltending, we can just put pucks in the net, I think.
You're going to have to outscore your goaltending, I think. But yeah. At least, look, you're back there for the first time in 21 years. Good luck to you and the Avs, who are a blast to watch. Rich Lerner from Golf Channel is going to join us when we come back. The biggest fascination I have about the controversial LIV series in golf is, will those players be allowed to play the majors? We get our first answer. I'll tell you what that is, and we'll talk to Rich Lerner of Golf Channel next. Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. We're talking retirement and coach. I'm a simple guy, but I like colors. Tell me how I can color code money and get ready for retirement.
I like colors too. I like pictures. Colors. I like graphs. I don't like just a bunch of words. And so what we try to do is we try to break down all those words on your statement, all those numbers, into three colors: red, green, yellow. People are amazed when they come in, and most of their money is in the red category.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Now, red means high horsepower potential. It also means high loss potential. So you have to, it's a give and take. You can be willing to do that or that. Yellow means liquid money. You can get it anytime. It's not going to earn anything. Green gives you safe growth, but also gives you lifetime income. As we get closer to retirement, we need some green accounts. We need the green zone, we call it. In Baghdad, green zone was important. Green zone's important for you, too. The next 10 people, Adam, it's a $1,000 value. Golden ticket we're going to put together for you, your very own total plan that has a green zone.
It's a traffic light. I hope it's green for you. 800-661-7383 or text Adam to 21000 for Coach Pete DeRuta. The last several weeks, the last few months have been kind of wrought with what is going to happen when the LIV series begins, and it begins Friday at Centurion in London. Rich Lerner of Golf Channel is with us, and I've always wondered, what are the majors going to do? The first major is next week. Rich Lerner and the USGA basically said, not much we can do. Our criteria has been set, and we have to decide whether or not playing on the LIV tour is worth essentially removing you from the field, and they decided that it was not. Your thoughts on that, and then we'll take care of what the PGA Tour has to do next.
Okay, so, hi, Adam. In what we think will be a long and protracted battle in which players and lawyers will get rich, this would be an early victory for Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, Kevin Na, Louis Oosthuizen, guys like that have jumped ship to go play for the Saudi-backed league and are still eligible to play in the U.S. Open. So you can't very well be called an open and close the door on players who otherwise would qualify. I'm sure they consulted with their counsel, legal teams, even with the other sort of families in golf, the governing bodies, the RNA, the PGA of America, Augusta National, which is not a governing body but very powerful and runs the Masters. And for now, this is all they could do. I mean, I don't know what more they could do, and the PGA Tour is hanging its hat on legacy.
Yeah.
The Saudis have money with which you can't really compete.
No.
I'm driving from Boston to Bethlehem, and I stopped to put gas in a rental Jeep Grand Cherokee at a quarter tank. Three quarters of a tank cost me $81. They have an obscene amount of money, upwards of $3 billion, which is hard to squash.
Yeah.
And the business side of it doesn't pencil to throw nine figures at Phil Mickelson and Dustin Johnson,
right,
who are past, you know, in Phil's case, well past his prime, but still a name, and Dustin probably on the downside of his prime years. It doesn't pencil, but their long-term goal is to launder or wash their reputation. And they're trying to do it through golf. And, you know, this is going to be a fight. This is an enormous and serious disruption to the business of golf as we know it. PGA Tour is under siege. And these people have unlimited resources.
Yeah.
And if the players are allowed to compete in the majors and still play in the LIV Golf Series, well, then they can still hang on to legacy because, as good as the Memorial is, where Jack gives out the trophy, or the tournament at Riviera, where Tiger gives out the trophy, those events have rich history. The more profound legacies are forged at the four major championships. So if players feel reasonably that they can take the enormous guaranteed money from the Saudis and still play in the majors, then the PGA Tour has a real battle on its hands.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the majors and more. And I have to assume the RNA with the Open Championship coming up is going to be in the exact same boat as the USGA was, and that their hands are tied. I do believe the Masters, which can do whatever they want, wields the biggest hammer here. But I am curious what the PGA Tour could do, because I thought that the out for the USGA was the PGA Tour announcing a suspension for these players, although many of them rescinded their membership, and the USGA could have simply honored a suspension if they wanted to, I guess. But that would have been met with an injunction, and we would have just been in court. But taking away tour privileges, which means adding to your pension benefits and everything that goes with it, FedEx Cup, if that even matters, I'm not sure. But rescinding tour membership from these players would be a significant move. Are they going to do that?
Well, I don't know, but the players have renounced.
Some have, yes.
So that if the RNA, which runs the Open, the British Open, or the USGA running the US Open, were to say, we're not going to allow you to compete in the US Open, for example, because you're not a member in good standing. The answer, the response now from Dustin is, well, I'm not a member
right
of the PGA Tour. I renounced my membership. You know, I can't be suspended because I'm not a member. I don't belong to your organization anymore. He's no different than Brady Calkin, the kid who was one of the better stories of golf's longest day, the qualifying day, 36 holes, who is playing the mini tours in the mm-hmm. Dakotas. He had no status, and he qualified.
Right.
So Dustin Johnson is qualified. That was why they rescinded the PGA Tour membership. The goal is to be able to play the lucrative LIV Golf Series and play the majors.
Yeah, and by the way, you mentioned the money. It's not based in reality. There's no reality. They don't have a television entity. They're going to be on Facebook Live and streamed on YouTube. There's no way they can make enough money on this tour to support the purses. It is simply coming from the royal family.
Exactly. It is. There is no ROI. There's no return on investment. It doesn't. It doesn't pencil to pay a guy nine figures. It just doesn't. They're buying it. They're just flat out buying these stars. And if you're going to play in this, you're going for the money. There is no other reason. Look, it presents a long-term problem for the sport. Golf was always a relatively safe space for banks and financial services and automobile manufacturers, for sponsors. A sport, whether you believe this or not, built on integrity, et cetera. Well, if the PGA Tour can no longer guarantee the best players in their fields, the sponsors may begin to wonder, are we getting bang for our buck? Television ratings could suffer. And by the same token, if they look to say, well, should we go put our money in this competing league? The answer likely will be not as long as it's associated with the Saudis, who, say what you will about, our government doing business with the Saudis and other companies doing business with the Saudis. Their human rights record is abysmal.
Mm-hmm.
The freedom rankings of 165 countries, they're like 156. Mickelson himself, said they are scary MFers. I know what they did to the jury. It's not real. I mean, I don't mean to bust.
Right.
It's not laughable. It really isn't.
But no, you're right.
Mickelson said, I know what they did to the Washington Post journalist, Jamal Khashoggi. That was a heinous, grisly murder carried out because he wrote for the Washington Post a dissenting opinion. And then Phil also added, I know what they do to gay people.
Right.
But you know what? I'm going to still take their money. So they have a reprehensible record. And I understand people are going to play the what about game. What about China? And what about – and the way I would – and I look, we none of us can puff out our righteous chests too expansively here, because the global economy is all intertwined. I just dumped $80 of gas into, probably came from the Saudis, I don't know, into this car that I'm driving. I could have chosen to walk in protest, but it's a long walk from Boston to Pennsylvania. There are geopolitical considerations here. President Biden's going to go to Saudi Arabia.
Sure.
To try to work on a solution to the higher gas prices, more oil production, whatever that might give some cover to the Saudis and to the idea of doing business with them. Hey, our president's over there shaking hands. Why can't we? Mm-hmm. I get that. What I would say to all of it is there's a difference between doing business in a country and doing business for a country. Pick an item, toothbrushes, toilet paper. Companies will sell those in places like China, which also has a poor human rights record, Saudi Arabia, because those people, the citizens, need those items and commerce goes on. those people like basketball, people have brought up, what about LeBron James? Mm-hmm. What about the PGA Tour in China? Those consumers, those citizens of China, have an appetite for basketball. Those companies could decide in protest, we're not going to sell to China, but that wouldn't fly. The board probably wouldn't approve that.
Stockholders would be upset about that. Yeah.
Right. To finish this point, I apologize for making it long. When you're doing business for a country, in this case, there is no other purpose here but to make your own money. But in the case of the Saudis, to launder their reputation, that you're in business. They are working for Mohammed bin Salman here. That's who they work for.
Yeah.
They work for the crown prince and the public fund that's owned by the royal family over there. If you're comfortable with that, you are absolutely free to make that decision. I want to be clear on that. I personally wouldn't, and people would say, oh, stop it. Everybody's got a number.
Sure.
I guess you could also say how American to sell out to the Saudis.
Sure.
I don't know. I mean, at some point, it has to be about more than money. But I get money makes the world go round. Money doesn't know where it came from. And in the case of the PGA Tour players, they have to decide, you know, do they want their tour? The PGA Tour is one of the great sports leagues in America. What makes a good sports league is history, consistency, people or teams you can root for, historical points of reference. I'm playing where Arnie played. I'm winning where Jack won, where Tiger won. If none of that matters to you, if it's only the buck, okay, go ahead. I'd like to see the PGA Tour players that are still hanging in, and let's be frank, the far and away the best players are still with the PGA Tour. I'd like to see them speak up a little bit more in defense of their tour and support of their tour. For the moment, the Saudis have mostly guys you never heard of, or they have big names who are on the downside. Mickelson's going to be 52 years of age. Now, that could change, though. If the players currently on the PGA Tour see a no-name winning a $4 million first-place check for 54 holes in only 8 events, they might say, wait a minute. That guy just won $4 million, and I could still play the majors?
So this is
a pitched battle right now. This is a new league has started. They have players. They have some named players. And is it an existential threat to the PGA Tour? I suppose they're looking at it that way, and maybe with some good reason. Because, as I said, these people, the Saudis, have what appear to be unlimited resources.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not.
And that's a little scary.
It doesn't appear. They have – it's bottomless. Their money is bottomless. They are – the royal family's worth $500 billion. They have donated just a small fraction of that to this golf league. And as we let you go, we all know that Greg Norman is right now enjoying his moment where he was going to get back at the PGA Tour, and we've known that this was coming for some time, but I believe it is a real crisis. Enjoy Brookline next week. I know you're headed back to Boston, Rich Lerner. Appreciate your time as always. Sorry about the gas prices. I'll do what I can.
Thanks, brother. See you, Adam.
Take care. Rich Lerner of Golf Channel joining us. Look, I've got other things about this. Real quick. The official world golf rankings matter. These LIV Golf Series tournaments offer no rankings points. 54-hole events offer no rankings points. Not to mention the fields are very, very weak anyway. But if you don't get world rankings points, how are the likes of Dustin Johnson and others going to maintain their status as top players? Not going to get anything for playing in these. So the PGA Tour likely will rescind membership, and those guys won't play on the PGA Tour. So over time, they'll all lose access, except for past champions. They'll lose access to majors. So young players, if you want to play, like Taylor Gooch is a good young player, you want to play the majors? Going to be hard.
Yeah.
Going to be hard. Not going to play in too many majors. And that's really what these guys want. They want to play the majors. They want all of it. They want all the money that you can get from the LIV Tour, and they want the majors too. Dustin Johnson's exempt into the majors. He might be the only one of that crew that is. We'll see. I think it's a major threat to the PGA Tour. A major threat. All right, three on the board. Let's go.
And now, your halftime entertainment.
I know you've been anticipating this, Adam, so mark your calendars. We have national TV coverage of NFL preseason games.
This is awesome.
That, yes, we've announced our game times and networks. Hall of Fame game, Thursday, August 4th, NBC, 8 p.m., Jags and Raiders.
Jags and, oh, Jags and Raiders. That's our first one? That's the preseason opener?
Yeah, that's the Hall of Fame game in Canton.
Oh, man, August 4th, that is fantastic.
NBC.
Absolutely fantastic. When is the preseason Super Bowl?
That would actually be Sunday the 28th, Detroit Lions at Pittsburgh Steelers, CBS.
Ooh.
It's a 4:30 game.
God, it's an old school rock'em sock'em battle.
Exactly. Oh, by the way, we actually get our first Amazon Prime exclusive game Thursday the 25th of August, the 49ers at the Texans.
Oh.
That's an 8:15 game.
Big time.
Prime Video. So I'm actually intrigued to see what their presentation is like. And good for them to actually have a quote-unquote dress rehearsal, because it's dress rehearsal
time. You need
it. Honestly, here's the thing. Networks need a preseason game too, to kind of work out the kinks and get some flow back. Like, you kind of need it too, in all honesty.
Yes.
Me, as someone who does broadcasting or play-by-play, having a little preseason game like this helps, because you kind of, again, work your way back into game shape,
so,
as I like to say.
Do the Panthers have any nationally televised preseason games?
No.
Come on.
But we get Falcons-Jets.
Oh, that's a big one. That's a big one.
And the Battle of the Birds, Ravens-Cardinals.
Oh, man. Ooh. Throw out the records.
All right, so yesterday we saw Apple reveal some of the new updates that we should expect with iOS 16.
Okay.
So they made some announcements this week. So the updates for iPhone 16, for your iPhone, for iOS 16 should be coming this fall. Now you're going to see some different customization options on your lock screen, like different widgets and things like that you can add on your lock screen. But a big one is your ability to both edit text messages and recall them.
Really?
Yeah, so if you accidentally screw up a word or something like that, you can go back and change something in a text message.
What will happen with all those sites that give you the text messages gone wrong?
I'm actually curious about that. Like, are we actually going to see,
those,
like,
will still happen.
This text message was edited? Is there going to be a note?
I sent this to my mother.
Yeah.
And it was not supposed to go to my mother. It was supposed to go to whatever, my bartender.
Yeah, so there's different stuff out there. Upgrades with, like, maps and photos, your wallet. Also, there's people that may use SharePlay through iMessaging, where you can actually can share a screen or actually watch something at the same time. So you'll be able to watch videos using SharePlay from within Apple's messaging app as well.
Very nice.
Which is kind of neat. I like that. Also,
technology is awesome.
Get a new MacBook Air coming in 2022.
I have a MacBook Air.
Well, you can get a new one.
I won't need one for probably 4 years.
Well, this one's going to have the M2 chip in it.
What does that mean?
So Apple has this M1 chip, they call it, in a lot of their new computers, whether it's like your Mac desktop or even the MacBook Pros. But they have the upgraded M2 chip, which is the processor and all that stuff in it. So
I like my MacBook Air.
I've been considering getting a Mac desktop. Because I do a lot of video editing now.
Sure, yeah.
And my laptop is burning through it fast. I just need someone with a better processing and all that stuff. So I've been considering
Well, you're
that.
Like old school. Don't you have like a Dell?
No.
What do you have? Dell.
I have it with me.
Hold on. Dennis is going to get... You couldn't tell me.
I have an
what
HP.
It was.
I have an HP.
What it was.
For a second, I thought I had an Asus. I was like, wait, that was an old laptop. No, I have an HP.
I had a Sony Vaio back in the day.
Oh, there you go. That sounds like fun.
I think it was like the first iteration of it, though. It wasn't very good.
So
they're much better now.
Lots of updates coming with the iPhone and such. In the world of film and entertainment, Top Gun Maverick, its second weekend, had over
killing
85
it.
Million. Apparently it's fantastic.
Murdering
I still need to
it.
Go watch yes. it. I want to go check it out for sure. And Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, so the second Doctor Strange movie, crossed $900 million worldwide as well. So pretty good job there for both those movies. Especially Doctor Strange, you know, over $900 million. It's pretty impressive. Miss Marvel Episode 1 releases tomorrow on Disney+.
Who?
So it's the Miss Marvel. Kamala Khan.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, first episode of that drops on Disney Plus tomorrow. Six episodes. Last episode is going to release on July the 13th. There are lots of television shows and pretty popular ones that are out there right now. So Stranger Things Season 7,
gotta
Volume 1 has dropped. Honestly, it's fantastic. They leave you on a cliffhanger. Volume 2 releases July 1st.
What season is this of Stranger Things?
4.
Gosh,
and we've waited 3 years for it.
I have so much catching up to do. Do you have to watch seasons 1, 2, and 3 before you watch 4?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, I'm never going to catch up.
It's worth it. Trust me, it's worth it. You've got time. Hockey season's over. You have time now. But so Stranger Things is recently has been released on Netflix. You have the Obi-Wan Kenobi series on Disney Plus, which is in the middle of its season right now. The Boys season 3 just dropped their first 3 episodes back on Friday. So that's currently releasing on Fridays on Amazon Prime. Now we get Ms. Marvel coming out as well. There's a lot of television to consume right now, which for me personally, it's great because I actually have nights and weekends, and I don't know what to do to fill that time right now.
See, it's so hard to devote time. I don't know why. I just can't. I got to find one thing.
Okay.
I can't do multiple things.
Hmm.
I gotta find one thing.
Okay.
Oh, by the way,
I'm gonna pick one for you.
All right. I don't know if this is breaking news or not. I mean, it shouldn't be. Tiger Woods is not going to play in the U.S. Open. I mean, we watched him try to play at the PGA. He wasn't going to play at the U.S. Open.
I mean, I guess it is breaking news.
It's official now, but he's not playing at the U.S. Open. He will play, unless he has a setback, he will play at the Open Championship at St. Andrews.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I give him a chance. I give him a chance to win that one.
It's much more flat course, right?
Very flat.
That helps.
Very flat, and he doesn't even have to bring a driver or a 3-wood with him.
Yeah.
He could just play that entire golf course with a 5-wood and his irons.
There you
wouldn't
go.
Need it.
Also, I think it's also officially called Geek Week, I think is what's taking
is
place.
Is it?
Yeah, and I'm loving it. We also saw the first full trailer from Netflix for The Sandman, which is based off of Neil Gaiman's comic book series. Gaiman is actually the executive producer of the show, so he's actually been adapting the story to modern times. August 5th is the release date.
Well, Sandman was one of the villains from Spider-Man, right?
Well, yeah, that was the Sandman.
So this is a superhero?
No, the Sandman is like its own universe. It's actually part of DC because it was part of their Vertigo imprint.
Too many
years
universes
ago.
For me.
Yeah,
I'm a Milky Way guy. That's it.
Okay.
Just give me the Milky Way.
Okay.
I don't need all the other universes.
All right. Oh God.
Sorry.
I'm just gonna.
Sorry.
That's halftime entertainment.
That's it.
That's all. I can't go on after that.
What do you mean?
I can't go on after that comment. Come on, man.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should be.
I'm sorry. All right.
Come on. There are dad jokes, and there's just that.
There are. All right, we're going to place our bets when we come back. Dennis had a good day.
I've won again.
He won another one.
Two in a row.
So, yes, we won more. That's a winning streak. We'll do that when we come back.
Over the crossbar! And the Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup!
June 19, 2006, but it all started May 6, 1997 with the announcement that the Hartford Whalers were coming to North Carolina. It's a story of transition, of heartbreak, of figuring it out on the fly. The Canes Corner look at the 25th anniversary of the move. Presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Listen now. Find Canes 25th Anniversary wherever you get your podcasts.
We didn't put the Liv series on the poll today because we've been talking about that a lot. USGA announced today that they essentially can't give the PGA Tour cover and ban players from playing in the U.S. Open. They said that today. Our criteria have been set for, you know, well in advance. I mean, the criteria really haven't changed. And we just could not justify banning players from playing in the U.S. Open. So Dustin Johnson and I believe Sergio Garcia, yes or no? I believe no. Sergio Garcia should be exempt. He won the Masters in 17. Mm-hmm. So his exemption, I believe, this is the last year of that. There are several players who are playing in LIV who are exempt into the U.S. Open. Kevin Na, Taylor Gooch, I believe, also will be in the field. And that's just the reality of it. And the RNA will have the same difficulty. I believe that all the majors want to support the PGA Tour. I believe they want to. I think the two Opens are going to prove the most difficult because they might not be able to. Doesn't mean they can't change their rules in the future. I think they probably would. And I've said from the beginning that the PGA Tour can do whatever it wants. They need the Masters. This will hinge on what the guys in green jackets do, because it is purely invitation only. Now, Mickelson has earned lifetime invites, but the Masters can do what it wants. And if they decide that they believe that Phil Mickelson should not get an invitation in April of next year, they will do that. I don't think we're going to fully get an answer on what the future of LIV is until the Master speaks. I believe that. I've said that before. But we'll have to see. But I do believe these players who are going to play this event, and there will be others from the PGA Tour that will go, I think that they'll play all eight events. Dustin Johnson will not play on the PGA Tour anymore this year, and maybe never. Kevin Na, Taylor Gooch, Hutchin Swafford. There are, a handful of PGA Tour players. All the South African guys have basically all withdrawn their membership from the PGA Tour, so not going to be disciplined. They're just not going to play. Maybe it doesn't matter to them, which is fine. It doesn't have to matter to them. Everybody's got different. One quick thing. I know Rich talked about the difference between working for and working with a government. Mm-hmm. I would just say that it's difficult for the PGA Tour in terms of the optics to have a PGA Tour China and speak out against the Saudis. Like, if the PGA Tour would simply say, hey, we feel that they are a threat to our existence, which is true, it would be an easier sell to the general public. And that's why they denied the waiver. But it's hard to stand on principle when you have a PGA Tour China. Just hard. But we can't express perfect morals all the time. But it also can't be selective. All right, let's place bets, Dennis.
Place your bets. Here we are.
I bet you slice into the woods $100.
Gambling is illegal at Bushwood, sir, and I never slide.
Yeah. Okay, you can own me. I owe you one.
All right, sir. You did pretty. You made, what, $50? $75 last night, whatever it was?
Yeah. Made a little bit. I had a plus 250 that I won with France and Croatia for a draw, and they did, which makes me feel special.
That was very good.
All right, I'm also going to go to UEFA Nations League to start things off. Germany over England, plus 115.
Germany over England, plus 115. Get a little plus money.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I'll take it.
I watched Germany-Italy the other day. I was not that impressed with either side. I mean, Italy won Euro last year and then missed out on the World Cup.
Yeah.
Nice follow. nice follow-up. All right, I'm going to start in the NHL.
All right.
So, after the Lightning won Game 3, I took the Lightning at plus money. You've watched this series?
Yeah.
Don't the Rangers look like the better team to you?
At times, for sure.
Take the Rangers at plus 155 tonight.
Okay.
Take the Rangers at plus 155 tonight. There you go. All right, sir, you're up.
I'm also going to go Tampa, New York tonight, but I'm taking Tampa Bay, but they win by the exact score of 4-2 tonight.
Tampa wins by the exact score of 4-2?
4-2 plus 1,800.
Look at you. You are just shooting the moon here.
I got to go somewhere.
You do. There's a lot of ground to make up. All right, I'm also doing England Germany, but I'm going to go England Germany draw. Plus 220.
All right.
Number 5 England, number 12 Germany, FIFA teams.
What'd you have that at?
Plus 220.
I see it at plus 245.
I like yours better than mine.
Yes.
So.
That's the updated line.
The updated number for Iceland Armenia, which I had Iceland winning at plus 235 yesterday, that was a draw. So it didn't do me any good. All right, you're up, sir.
All right. Shohei Ohtani home run plus 265.
At some point.
Give it to me.
I told you yesterday. You should do it every day. Today. Yep. You should just do it every day. At some point, he's going to hit another home run, and you want to be on board when he does. All right. I'm going to put some faith into my guys. I'm going to go Mets over the Padres.
Okay.
But the Mets are going to be giving a run and a half at plus 165.
Okay.
All right. Mets giving a run and a half at plus 165.
Mets minus 1.5 plus 165.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, there we go. All right. When we come back, we'll get into the Wall of Sound. Also, next hour, what would you do for an 8-pound wheel of cheese?
So much.
I would need to know what the cheese is. Like, I ain't doing it for an 8-pound wheel of Velveeta.
I ain't doing it for brie.
Right?
Tell you that.
What's wrong with brie?
I just don't
like it. It also comes in a wheel.
True.
All right.
This is the Adam Gold Show.
Over the crossbar! And the Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup!
June 19, 2006. But it all started May 6, 1997 with the announcement that the Hartford Whalers were coming to North Carolina. It's a story of transition, of heartbreak, of figuring it out on the fly. The Canes Corner look at the 25th anniversary of the move. Presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Listen now. Find Canes 25th Anniversary wherever you get your podcasts.